Our starting scripture tonight is going to be in the book of Acts chapter 9, and we're going to read from verse 32 to 35.
Now it came to pass, as Peter went through all the parts of the country, that he also came down to the saints who dwelt in Lydia. There he found a certain man named Aeneas, who had been bedridden 8 years and was paralyzed. And Peter said to him, Aeneas, Jesus the Christ heals you. Arise and make your bed. Then he arose immediately.
And Peter said to him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Tonight, our topic is Jesus Christ heals you. Amen. Jesus Christ heals you. If you have a neighbor next to you, tell them, Jesus Christ heals you. And it becomes so not much important when the person we are talking to about healing, they are not sick. But you should understand something by now in a prophetic ministry. When a prophet is coming with a message of healing, it could be that their sickness is closer. A prophet won't just wake up in the morning and say, we're doing healing right now. It could be that the sickness was actually after you. But we declare it not come to you. I say, I declare it not come to you. There are some cancer cells being built in somebody's body as we speak, and they're not aware. There are some chemicals forming a particular illness in somebody's body as we speak, and they are not aware. And this is why, as a prophet, I come here preemptively to handle before the enemy strike. Amen. And I want to rebuke that demon, yes, and that sickness. Yes. It will not be in your body. Yes. Now, here is a scripture. The Bible says Peter was preaching in Lydia. As he was preaching in this place, he found a man by the name Aeneas. And the scripture tells us that this man was paralyzed. I'm not talking about feeling pain. I'm not talking about just sick. But the man was paralyzed, not for a month, not for days. The man was paralyzed for 8 solid years. Every person, according to scripture in verse 34, confirms that everyone knew of his illness. And Peter said to him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Arise, make your bed. Then he arose immediately. And the following scripture says what?
So all who dwelt at Lydda and Sharon saw him and turned to the Lord.
Now, this is what the scripture is saying. That there were people who knew that this man was sick. My God is a great God. I'm not talking of a headache. I'm not talking of a small illness. The man, can you imagine? Maybe you don't know this story. The people of Lydda and the people of Sharon, this was not a place where people had heard about Jesus. This was a place where people were worshiping idols. It was a very modernized place where people cared nothing but technology and living good life. And the Bible says there was not a preaching that was given to them. Peter had moved in these places and preached before, and they never came to the Lord. But what brought them to the Lord was the fact that Aeneas, who was paralyzed for 8 years, was healed. Amen. Listen, you should get ready, because most people, all they think that God is going to heal them because they are feeling pain. God does not heal you because you are feeling pain. There must be a story behind your healing. Amen. Your healing must turn somebody to Christ. Yes. My God. My God. My God. We have a lot of people who get their healing and stay quiet. We have so many people who get their healing. In fact, they're not even thinking, neither planning to testify. All they're thinking is, I want to be healed. Listen to me. That's not how God works. The Bible says the healing of one man made two cities to come to Christ. And here's you. You're going to be healed here. Not even your aunt will know that God has healed you. And here's you. You're going to be healed here. Not even your cousins will know. And you chat. Because some of you are scared to say, oh, they laugh at me. They will say this or they will say that. This is a moment you must get prepared before we pray, before anything, because we have people who never get the healing because they will never speak out what God did for them. Amen. It is more important to understand how God works before I begin even to teach you faith. So firstly, we have spoken about how God, how Peter looked at a man who was actually paralyzed. There was no any discussion. And yes, the Lord heals you. And make your bed. The man arose and made his bed. And everybody saw the healing. And people came to Christ. Am I talking to you?
Yes.
The tendency of keeping your miracles to yourself, it is not just egregiously bad, but it prevents you from receiving what God wants to do for you.
Amen.
The Lord tonight will perform wonders.
Amen.
We're going to see healing is taking place all over the world.
Amen.
If you believe, shall I believe?
I believe.
So here's the thing. In Romans 8, verse 11.
But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you.
What scripture is trying to do here? It is trying to make you not just to be hypothetical, where you are making a conclusion that is not concluded in your reasoning. The rationale, the conclusion rather, of your thinking to say, this is what I know, God will heal me. It is not just hypothetical. Okay, what I mean is, when you are having something or an idea that is not yet proven, it is hypothetical. It's there, but it's not yet proven. So the resurrection of Christ, there is a proof. Hello?
Yeah.
There is a proof that somebody raised somebody from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
And our scripture says, if the same spirit that did that miracle dwells in you, the same spirit that did it, it will do, he will do it again. Am I talking to you? This is not a fallacy. It is not a fallacy. It's not an illusion. It is not a metaphor. Jesus really lived. His house until today is there. The foundations of the place where he was staying with his people is there in Israel. The story that he came and died is not something that is just made up as fiction. He indeed lived. Golgotha exists. The grave he was buried is there. It's not a made up story. I'm trying to talk to somebody right
now.
The Holy Ghost moved and raised him from the dead.
Yes.
And he said, when I go to the Father, that same spirit will come and raise, will stay in you. And the same spirit, if he lives in you, scripture says the same spirit shall quicken your mortal, your physical bodies. Tonight I want you to get ready because God is about to heal you.
Amen.
I don't care whether it is any type of sickness, cancer, diabetes, impotence, any sickness, you name it. Jesus heals. The devil has lied to so many people. Your sickness is permanent. And we have them, such type of people who are with us. And they pray with us. And the enemy said to them, your sickness is permanent. We have those people who the enemy lied to them that God allows suffering to teach you a lesson. And we have such people in our midst. And in fact, as I'm talking to you, they are watching me right now because the devil said there's a wrong, an error they did. And the devil attacked them. So because of that, they think God is teaching them a lesson. And we have those people who think it's okay, I'm going to enjoy it. All these are lies of the enemy. Jesus tonight heals you. In Exodus 15 verse 26.
And said, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases on you, which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you.
What? I?
For I am the Lord who heals you.
I want you to understand something here. The word, I am God who heals you, it is the word Jehovah Rapha. It is not a statement. It's an introduction of his name. When you read in English, it looks like a statement. But in fact, in Hebrew, it is the name of God, Jehovah Rapha. Scripture is not saying that I might heal you. Scripture isn't saying I could heal you or I can heal you. It says I am the Lord who heals. So when Peter looked at Aeneas, he mentioned the name of God. He said, Aeneas, the Lord heals you. I am the Lord who heals you. So when you see the name there, Jehovah Rapha, it is the name that Peter mentioned. He said, Aeneas, the Lord heals. Am I talking to somebody?
Yes.
The Lord heals you. In other words, Jehovah Rapha, when he mentioned the healing name of God, Aeneas, the paralysis, whether it was caused by heart problems or heart attack or whatsoever that happened or any dysfunctional that was happening in his body, everything disappeared instantly and the man rose up and began to walk. This is not just a healing. This is a miracle. There was no time of the whole medical process to be done. Am I talking to you?
Yes.
The man just what?
Stood up.
If there is a paralysis, it's not just like you are paralyzed. There's an error somewhere.
Yes.
There's a problem with your nerves. And sometimes even a connection with your brain. But hear this, when Peter said the Lord heals you, just by mentioning Jehovah Rapha. Because the word Jehovah Rapha means what?
Lord,
the Lord who heals.
Yes.
By just mentioning this name, all protocols, medical protocols, explanations were all canceled.
Amen.
It is what's going to happen tonight.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
As I'm teaching right now, be checking your hand, your if there was pain in your stomach, be checking things because miracles are happening as I'm talking. So number one, that you must know, God heals because it is His name to heal. In fact, it is His name. We are not trying to beg Him to heal. His name is I am the Lord who heals you. So it is not something that we are at a place where it's an option. It isn't even an option. It is His name. He heals you.
Yes.
Psalms 105 verse 37.
He also brought them out with the silver and gold, and there was none feeble among His tribes.
Again, can you have NIV?
He brought out Israel, laden with the silver and gold, and from among their tribes, no one faltered.
That's what God is. That is how He behaves. In John 9, verse 1 to 3, John 9, verse 1 to 3.
As He went along, He saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked Him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Neither this man nor his parents sinned, said Jesus. But this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him.
Everyone else said these words, say the things happening around me.
The things happening around me.
Happen so that the works of God.
Can be displayed.
Now go back on the scripture. Can you read it for me, please?
Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him.
Go ahead, reading it.
I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one work. No one can work.
All right. I want you to hear this. Imagine, I told you this before, the man is born blind and he meets Jesus. And the disciples ask him to say, is it because there's a sin involved? Jesus said, so simple. He says, it is in this way so that the works of God, great works, I love what it says. It says, great works of God can be revealed, displayed. Are you seeing? This is a problem. All the times people would take at a negative side and not at the positive side. Can you imagine that the conclusion already is that there is a sin involved? But Jesus' conclusion, it isn't sin. Jesus' conclusion, it is something remarkable. He says it is in this way. Some of you have different situations and different problems. And perhaps you ask yourselves, why is this problem in this way? Can you imagine Abraham? God waited for him to reach a level where no one can expect him and his wife to have a baby. And when all hope was lost, the Bible says, of whom? Against all hope. Am I talking to you?
Yes.
Against what?
All hope.
Against all hope. When every hope was lost, that's when God said, I want to show my works.
Yes.
When doctors fail, when your sickness is categorized as permanent, that's when God will show up and say, I want to show you, I am God who heals you.
Amen.
The Bible says, the man was born blind. And guess what Jesus did? Just to show the works of God. He said, this is in this way so that we can make a display. Ah, wait. Do you know a display? A display, it is a show off.
Yes, sir.
If you have a cabinet display in your house,
Yes, sir.
It is a place where executive and beautiful and the most glorious, You put it there. Uh-huh. It's not humility. Uh-huh. It's a show off. So Jesus comes out. I want to show you that I am Jehovah Rapha. Jehovah Rapha. God who what? Then he does this way. Somebody who is actually born blind, he does this way. He's put his saliva on the floor. He takes the saliva, then he touches those eyes. Then he says, go and wash in Siloam. This is a river in his village. He grew up bathing in this river.
Yes.
In fact, it's not even a river, it's a well. He grew up there as kids, would go there and swim as kids as he was growing up. And he never got healing. And he tells him to do what he has done already before. He says, go and wash. Using saliva. Just to show you how he can display.
Yes.
To God, healing is a display.
Yes.
With God, healing is a what? It's a display. He want to show off that he is God who heals you. So every lie in your mind, I cast it out. The lie of the devil that says you will never be healed, I cast it out. I rebuke every lie of the enemy. With God, healing is a display. Marandefahatuya. He will show off. I said tonight he will show off. Then he says, go to the well of Siloam and wash. And the man, this is the place you grew up. In Israel, it is a very serious offense to spit in public. Am I talking to you?
Yes.
It's a what?
It's a serious offense.
It's a, trust you me. It is a very serious offense to put yourself in public.
Uh-huh.
Israel, according to their culture, they deal with so much cleanliness. And then Jesus, just to display it, then he does it to heal a blind man. He says, what you think is crazy to do, then he puts saliva on the floor. Then he takes, he puts in the eyes. As people are watching, he says, go and wash. Siloam was a place where everyone, the whole community would come to fetch water, to play, to feed the animals. When the man was going there, everybody was watching. Where are you coming from? Jesus said, I should wash here. The healing that happened there until today, until it was written in the books.
Yes.
I prophesy.
Yes.
Healing is coming tonight.
Yes.
I said healing is not just something that is optional. It is his name.
Yes.
Let's go to number two. So number one, healing is his name. Number two, healing was paid for at Calvary. Healing was paid for. Just know this. In case you are sick, just know that that sickness was paid for. Someone paid for.
My God.
The life I live, it was paid for.
My God.
Am I talking to you?
Yes.
Let's go to the book of Isaiah. Now we're going to read a scripture in Isaiah 53 verse 5.
But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed.
By his what?
Stripes, we are healed.
By what?
By his stripes, we are healed.
My people don't know the meaning of stripes. Can you come here? Imagine, so a stripe, it is a whip. And these ones, we are not just normal whips. If they give you one, it was like a shambok.
Yes.
Now imagine, the Bible says Jesus came to receive those ones so that by them you can be healed.
Hey.
And indeed he came. It was spoken in Isaiah. And in the New Testament, Jesus came. And indeed he went and gave him the stripes. He paid the pain for you. Listen, this was not just about salvation. Salvation was to die. But the stripes, it was for, he knew somebody would be sick. And then, when we are talking about healing, it is not just like it's optional. No. Number one, it is the name of God to heal you. Number two, Jesus came physically to pay that HIV can go, that cancer can go, that any disease that you have, arthritis, bone problems, whether it's autism, madness, any sickness, you can name it, it can disappear. So he was whipped, in his mind, he's this one, it is for that. Then he was bruised. He said, this one is for their sins. Each activity was dealing with a specific thing that was preordained. I did this research and I wrote it. Medical science confirms that the scourging, Jesus endured 39 lashes with a Roman fragrum, would have torn his flesh to the bone, releasing healing virtue for every disease known to man. I want everybody else, wherever you are, to stand up on your feet as we pray for this healing moment. I sense the power of God through my hands move into your direction. In the name of Jesus, be healed right now. Be healed in the name of Jesus.